Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brian Bacco, Post-Gazette, joining us. He's on video here, our YouTube channel, which is doing great, great numbers. People love tuning in, even with, well, maybe especially because of Bob's cutout. Is that a Duke hat you have on there?
It is.
I like it. I like those colors. And what kind of shirt do you have on, Brian? You're really styling here today.
AFC Richmond from Ted Lasso. Did you see that show, Joe?
No, everybody says I should, though, that I need to watch that. And I know it's, 10 years old now? I should be watching it.
No, it's not that old. But especially if you're going to embark on a coaching journey, even a youth basketball coaching journey, you should watch it to kind of get yourself hyped up for it.
I think I will, and I'll start that tonight right after I follow all of these trades. What a day so far. Limits. I mean, Brian joins us usually to talk about the Tomlin news conference. That has taken a decided back seat here to the trade deadline because all hell is breaking loose. Limits, why don't you tell us what's happening, please?
Yeah, so far what we've seen is the biggest trade of the day, and it'd be surprising if it's topped. Sauce Gardner being dealt, the All-Pro corner, former Defensive Rookie of the Year, from the Jets to the Colts. Two first-round picks go back to New York. They also get wide receiver A.D. Mitchell in the deal. Rashid Shaheed has been traded from the Saints, the wide receiver, over to Seattle for a fourth and a fifth. We have seen Jacoby Myers traded from the Raiders to the Jaguars, and that is all within the last hour and a half, Joe.
All right, Brian, talk about those if you would. I want rapid fire opinions from you, a very learned man in the NFL.
Yeah, Mike Tomlin said he likes shopping, but James Gladstone, John Schneider, Howie Roseman, and Chris Ballard are out on Rodeo Drive with new bags over their shoulders. So they're the ones who have been moving the meter there. I think the Shaheed trade, a fourth and a fifth for a speedster, it makes sense for a Seahawks team that probably needs a little bit more speed. Now, does somebody like Cooper Kupp become expendable for them? I don't know, but I think he's essentially an older version of Jacoby Myers. And the other thing, I'll say this about Jacoby Myers. You kind of got to think the next step too. I don't know if the Jaguars are going to do this for a couple reasons. Brian Thomas Jr. supposedly was like disgruntled or something. I think there was a tweet or report about that a week or two ago where they were disgruntled with him. But Travis Hunter's hurt now. Thomas Jr. is one of the best receivers, period, last year, let alone rookie receivers. But I don't know what's going on in Jaguars country. And Duval, they probably are going to hold on to a good young player like that. But when Sauce Gardner moves at the deadline, you just remind yourself that you don't know what you don't know as far as what these front offices are thinking. But, yeah, I know Cooper Kupp was someone who was linked to the Steelers back in this offseason once the Rams were decided that they wanted to move on from him.
Brian, have gone out and gotten Myers or Shaheed? Were those reasonable prices?
Myers. Yeah, I mean, I would have leaned more toward Myers. What did he go for, a second and a fourth?
Myers only went for a fourth and a sixth.
Oh, fourth and a sixth. Oh, no, I got, okay. I mean, yeah, potentially, but he also plays in the slot a lot, so that kind of complicates his fit to a degree because they do like Calvin Austin. And Roman Wilson, I would have wanted to give up, you know, less in a trade, and I would maybe be more willing to part with Roman Wilson if you're bringing in a receiver to help you now and potentially be controlled for the future. So, you know, Myers, I think, is good. He probably gets overrated a little bit because he's so available and so many teams want to add pieces to their offensive arsenal. Shaheed doesn't do as much for me. He's a speedster. Yeah. Calvin Austin can run fast straight down the field, and so can apparently still Marquez Valdes-Scantling, according to Aaron Rodgers, who's not biased at all.
Now, have you heard anything about Roman Wilson?
You know, I think it's been a steady improvement in terms of their quality of play, particularly Roman of late, other than that boneheaded lack of ball security.
I love that clip.
No, I mean,
have you heard he might be dealt?
No, but that was so like out of character for Tomlin that I raised an eyebrow. I raised both eyebrows at that for him to just, you know, basically toss the guy off the moving train like that. Roman Wilson's next interview. No, Roman Wilson's last interview after the Packers game, when he actually played fairly well and caught a touchdown, he should have said, yeah, it was nice for me to have a decent game, but maybe we could have won if not for that boneheaded 10 men on the field for the 2-point conversion try. Maybe he should say that next week.
Next thing you know, Roman Wilson will be asking for music at practice and quitting during games, right?
It gives you that vibe a little bit. Like, I don't want to overreact, but man, how often does Mike Tomlin, he's on autopilot. He's got buttons to press at the control center for a lot of these questions. What makes him say boneheaded instead of I'd rather say whoa than sick him? You know what I mean? Like, yes, ball security is one of the biggest things that gets his goat if you screw it up. But
yeah.
Man, for a young player who I think has probably been, I don't want to say fragile, but you know that he's felt the weight of the expectations of not playing and then not playing much at all at the beginning of
this season. Yeah, there's ball security.
That was just a little odd.
There's ball seekers. I think Tomlin was asked about a certain ball seeker who was exiled from the organization this week in Beanie Bishop. Let's take a listen to that question and answer limits, if you would.
Mike, Beanie Bishop was one of those ball searchers a year ago. You guys make the decision to move on from him with the practice squad. How did you kind of come to that?
You know, I'm not getting into practice squad decisions. That's just too far down the totem pole. I'm more interested in what we need to do this week and the guys that are on the 53 we're preparing to play.
So the question's about a ball seeker, and he doesn't want to talk about practice. We're talking about practice. Limits, do you have for Brian a little mixtape for us?
What about him as a player? How does he help?
He's just a practice squatter right now. And
we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Practice, Brian.
That's one of the all-time rants. It really is.
Yeah, Iverson, for sure. My son actually has a shirt that says we're talking about practice because my friend who lives in Philly, we used to always listen to that in college to have a good laugh. So
yeah,
he sent me that. But, I mean, Tomlin, I get it. Like, you don't want to get too into the weeds on every little transaction you make, but I don't think the Steelers media is overly into that sort of thing. He doesn't get a ton of questions like that. Beanie Bishop had 4 picks last year.
He was a ball seeker.
I don't think it's outlandish to say he became somewhat of a fan favorite, a scrappy underdog, undrafted free agent, and then Tomlin answers that question like he's subhuman. I mean, somebody should have replied, we don't need to hear about the Packers 4-2-5 and 3-3-5 and 4-2-6 fronts every week either, do we? But you do it from the podium, so you could spend a few more seconds on Beanie Bishop, I suppose.
Wow, Brian taking Tomlin to task. I want to hear that again only because I love Tomlin's quote and I could listen to the Iverson rant all day.
He's just a practice squatter right now. And
we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Now, that was about Marquez Valdes-Scantling, though, that part.
Was it? Yeah. Well, it might as well have been the same because he didn't want to go into practice squad talk either way.
Yeah, I think they're a little different because one is you're probably like, hey, I'm not trying to pump the tires too much of this guy who, you know, we signed. He's got an NFL resume. Maybe he will or won't supplant someone on the active roster. But yeah, the Beanie Bishop thing, like I was actually getting a lot of questions from fans in the last few weeks of like, one, can he help? And then today when he gets cut or yesterday, whenever he got, I guess he got cut yesterday. It's like, suddenly he's the worst player on a 69 or 70 man roster? How did that happen? So I thought it was a fair question and didn't really need to be dismissed like that. But hey, maybe there's an unwritten policy of not discussing practice squad moves.
And he didn't even make a boneheaded play like Roman Wilson did, right, Limits?
You've got to be in uniform. You got to have a helmet on to make a boneheaded play.
You know, I think it's been a steady improvement in terms of their quality of play, particularly Roman of late, other than that boneheaded lack of ball security.
I had no problem with him saying that. In fact, I rather enjoyed it. Football Talk on 93.7 The Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. It was one of the dumbest plays I've ever seen, I'll tell you that. What in the world is he doing? I guess there was...
It wasn't even the dumbest play by a Steelers offensive player in his first two seasons of professional football this season.
Well, you're right about that.
Caleb Johnson was worse because it was purely a mental error. Roman Wilson is like a lot of mistakes that we see on the field. I mean, first of all, you can't have that happen. That's like literally the only way you can give that game away at that point is to fumble, but... He was trying to make a play. Don't we hear that from players all the time after games when it was a favorite of your buddy, wrong way, Deontay Johnson.
Yeah.
When he would run backwards, he would always say, I was trying to make a play. Most of the time he was only losing yardage and not the pigskin. But I don't know. I mean, that was a brutal mistake by Roman. It is just one of those things that makes me think if it's someone who's in better graces with the team, does he get that kind of offhanded, basically something your uncle would say,
yeah,
watching the game.
Right. And I mean, you know, we could compare him to Caleb Johnson, but that's like saying, you know, yeah, this guy made a mistake, but it wasn't as bad as Will Craig. I mean, Caleb Johnson's was an all-time NFL blooper. And did you guys see the little Instagram video of Skowronek saying to Wilson on the field, why the blank would you try jumping? Did you guys see that?
Yeah, I did.
Tremendous stuff.
And Skowronek is justified. He's validated. He's vindicated now. Because there were people debating, like, should he say that coming off the field, like, basically in earshot of his teammate and knowing that it might
get
picked up by the internet.
But yes, he should.
His head coach had Skowronek's back.
Football Talk on 93.7 The Fan, presented by Paramount Plus, streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus. It's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus. All right, we'll be back with Brian Bacow to wrap this up. I'm like Pavlov's dog here. I want to hear another bell, Limits. Give us a sampling. This is what you'll hear when the next trade comes down. It's already happened three times today, including Sauce Gardner.
We got one.
What? Ring the bell, Limits.
The Bears are trading for Browns pass rusher Joe Tryon Shoyinka, according to Jonathan Jones of NFL on CBS.
If I had ever heard of him, I'd give you a comment.
There we go.
You're Pavlov's dog. You don't care why the bell rings. You just want to hear the bell.
That's right. I react, and I think we're going to hear it next. I think that Hendrickson or Max Crosby is going to go. I don't know which one, but one of them is going to go, is my prediction.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Brian Bacco of the Post-Gazette joining us here as he does every Tomlin Tuesday. What's Cooking brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly, the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And the 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township. All right, Brian, let me ask you, Sauce Gardner, 25 years old, two-time first-team All-Pro, goes to Indy. Does that make them the favorite now in the AFC? And if not, who, in your humble opinion, is the favorite in the AFC?
No, it does not. I am not moving off of the team that has Patrick Mahomes and the team that has Josh Allen as the favorites. That's why, to me, like, I know it sounds a little bit nihilistic to do this, but I really do feel like if I've got to bet my hard-earned money on anybody, I'm not walking away from those two freak shows who have the ball in their hands for entire games and can basically render everything else moot if they get on a hot streak and other guys make plays for them.
You're right about that, but as we sit here at this particular moment with the Chiefs more than halfway into their season, they're out of the playoffs, Brian, and the Bills are in second place in their division, having lost at home to the Patriots. So I hear you, but I think, and you might be right. If I had to bet everything I owned, I'd still bet on the Chiefs to come out of the AFC. I would.
My thing is, I like to react to what we see, like games like Patriots-Bills or Chiefs losing to the Bills. I like to react, but I try not to overreact to these results. And I just have a huge body of work from those two guys.
And yet, I don't think there's any question that the Chiefs have taken a step back here. They're out of the playoffs halfway through. And I think the AFC is as wide open as I can really ever remember seeing it. The usual suspects are not in first place at the moment. And teams like the Colts do have a shot. The Broncos do have a shot. And maybe the Steelers have a shot. So here we sit at 1:40. Are we going to see a trade? And will it be a trade of significance before 4 o'clock?
For the Steelers?
Yeah.
I lean toward no, but nothing would shock me anymore in the Omar Khan era. I mean, they do things all the time that you look at your phone, you get a notification, and you say, holy crap, I can't believe he just did that. So I lean toward no, but I don't feel great about it. I mean, you might as well flip a coin with the way that they operate, and I give them credit for that. Being aggressive is sometimes good, sometimes bad. Like I would say last year, there was the same vibe around this time. Everybody was annoyed, oh, this is a boring trade deadline. Why doesn't Omar do something? Wake up the Steelers front office. And then were people like pumped when they got Mike Williams and Preston Smith? I don't know, but they certainly ended up being non-factors by the end of that season. So I think it makes a lot more sense to sign someone like Marquez Valdes-Scantling for nothing, stash him on the practice squad for now, than make a trade just for the sake of making a trade.
Man, I respect the Colts for doing this. I do. They got a quarterback in Danny Dimes on the cheap.
Yeah.
Who's turned out good. They have talent. Their defense, I would call above average, and they just went completely all in. I see Rich Samir.
They're getting crushed by the pundits because this is essentially the same price that the Packers paid for Micah Parsons, right? Two firsts. So people are saying there's no way that Sauce Gardner's worth as much as Micah Parsons. You overpaid. But, you know, one thing that I do appreciate, well, first of all, for the Colts, when are you going to catch lightning in a bottle like this again with what they have, Daniel Jones being so cheap this season? You know, people are talking about their GM on the hot seat going into this year, Chris Ballard. He's been around a while, and there's something to be said, I think, for going for it in the year that Jim Irsay dies. I mean, he was such a pioneering force for them. Like, I do commend them, even if kind of, I don't know, call them the wonks, NFL wonks out there. there's no way this is up value-wise, but I sort of give them credit for taking
even. Well, sure, the Jets are sitting here with two first-round picks. That's in the future. We don't know how those will turn out. It's the Jets, and the Colts are sitting here with, like I said, a two-time first-team All-Pro who's just 25 years old. I'd rather be them right now. We can talk in a couple years, I guess. But again, they don't have to spend a first-round pick on a quarterback because they've apparently found one for nothing, practically. Now they'll have to sign Danny Dimes, assuming he bounces back from the Steelers debacle. They'll have to sign him to the going rate. They will, but they have Sauce signed for 4 years. So I don't know, man. I disagree with those people. Rich Samini out of New York says Sauce Gardner was stunned by the trade per his brother and agent, Alante Gardner, who told me he learned of the deal around 12:15 in a call from the Jets. They had no inkling before that, he said. Sauce has no negative feelings towards the Jets. He understands it's a business, Alante said. He did get a call from Aaron Glenn. So there you go. Maybe he'll make him travel all the way across the country to tell him about the trade again, like he did Aaron Rodgers.
What was his tweet limits?
He said, like, what did he say? New York, thanks for everything or something. What was it?
Yeah, thanks, New York. That was pretty much it from old Sauce.
It's been fun. It's been real.
It's been real.
We've had seasons in the sun, except they haven't. They've been the Jets.
New York, horrendous. It's been real with a heart, a green heart.
I want one more trade before. Look at this. Just came down. Pat Forty, former Indiana volleyball assistant coach, placed $327,000 in impermissible wagers on pro and college sports, including 27 bets on Indiana football and basketball. Wow. I mean, that's obviously someone who's in the building with these people, presumably training and getting inside information, you would think. Right, Brian?
That was the first thought I had. Is she milling or he milling about practices and seeing someone out on the bench, ankle wrapped, whatever. Yeah, I mean, this is the slippery slope that people talk about with gambling and all of that. So, that's kind of another aspect that I've thought about too. When you talk about the Steelers and Pitt sharing a facility, is it's a lot of people with eyes on your team that you're not technically connected to in any way, who can kind of watch what you're doing on a daily basis if they really truly want to. So. I know that's been a topic sort of on the back burner now that the field's been a little bit better. But that's a wild story out of the college sports world.
People in Indy talking about this, obviously, as one of the biggest trades in the history of the Colts. Now, Gardner is allowing a career best 46% completion percentage. He's not having his best year, but he's been banged up this season. We saw that when they played the Steelers. Remember, he was banged up in that game. But as far as the deal itself, this is right up there with the Eric Dickerson deal when you're talking about trades in Colts history, right?
I don't know the full history of Colts trades, but yeah, I mean, it's probably up there with biggest trade deadline day deals as well. Most of the time, these
has
kind
to
of
be.
Seismic moves are reserved for the offseason when teams have a little bit more time to sort of take a step back and think about what this means for the future. But no, like we said, coming back into the segment, Colts GM just said he took a page out of Les Snead, the Rams GM playbook, and said, F them picks. Worked out for the Rams.
Sure did, because they're still really good and a legit Super Bowl contender. I want one more bell ringer limits. We need this. We need it now. We need one more deal. All right, if you could have one thing for the Steelers before 4 o'clock, what would it be, Brian?
I honestly think defensive line help hasn't been talked about enough for them. I mean, you know, you're going to be going into cold weather football, and yes, Cam Hayward, Keanu Benton, DJ Harmon, they're all playing well. But after that, you know, it's Y.A. Black, and then Logan Lee, Asaze Odomiwo, and injured Isaiah Loudermilk, who could conceivably come back at some point. I'd want another goon up there, to use a Mike Tomlin term. I think another goon on the D-line could help you protect against injury and maybe even make some plays for you in the short term. You've got to face the Ravens run game twice. You've got to face the Bears run game, the Lions run game.
Yeah.
I mean, those are difficult challenges that lie ahead.
Thank you, Brian. You're a man with few peers in this business. Thank you very kindly.
You're welcome, Joe.
See you, buddy.
Goodbye, Mr. P.
I'll see you Thursday night. Thursday night for basketball? Yeah.
See you Thursday night.
Sounds good, Joe. See you there.
Limits is trying to invite himself.
No,
I think that's overkill.
I actually have plans on Thursday night. I just wanted to be included.
I think I was told you have to be at least 30 to come, at least consistently. It's kind of an old man game.
That's fair. I'll take my youth while I have it.
Sauce Gardner can't even play. See you, Brian.
Everyone on the Steelers can play, pretty much. See you, boys.
Sunny today with a high of Jack Lambert, 58, a low of Nick York, 38. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Well, Limits, we're running out of time. I was hoping one more blockbuster would come our way, but it doesn't look like it, does it?
No, Joe, it doesn't seem like that's the case, and it'll be left to the PM guys, and they'll have all the fun.
What's been the highlight of the show for you?
It has to be Sauce Gardner getting traded. Who would have expected that? Not me.
For me, I think it was Tomlin on the practice squad. Could I hear him once again saying he really isn't going to get into the weeds on what's happening with his practice squad? I love this. With Iverson.
Yes, I would love to give that for you.
He's just a practice squatter right now. And
we're talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We're talking about practice.
He was asked about Beanie. That was about Valdez-Scantling, but he was also asked about Beanie Bishop, and Tomlin just basically said, I'm really don't care, is pretty much what he said, right?
Beanie Bishop was one of those ball searchers a year ago. You guys make the decision to move on from him with the practice squad. How did you kind of come to that?
You know, I'm not getting into practice squad decisions. That's just too far down the totem pole. I'm more interested in what we need to do this week and the guys that are on the 53 we're preparing to play.
So should there be a new position just called ball searcher limits on a defense?
Yes. I think they should just roam around the defense and play at a different position every single play.
Yeah.
Safety, corner, now you're at linebacker, now you're at defensive tackle.
Mac,
you're searching.
Sure. Mel Kiper could put out his top 10 ball searchers every year.
Mm-hmm. And you'll have a favorite like you did Shedeur Sanders and cry and complain when they don't ultimately end up getting drafted high.
He literally cried on the air, did he not?
He did. It was one of the strangest things I've ever seen.
Limits, I hope you have a wonderful day and a wonderful rest of your life while we're at it.
I hope yours is even better.
I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.